Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Jerry Neal, talking about an event that hopefully you've been hearing about, the Billy Graham, Will Graham event. So good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning, LaVon. Good morning. I want to thank you first and thank KJAN for all their support. It has been wonderful, the response. Thank you, thank you.
You are welcome, and hopefully people are paying attention because this is an event that doesn't happen very often.
It's actually the first time that I can find in Iowa that the Billy Graham folks have ever been here. And certainly in our lifetimes, it's the first time and only time it's going to happen.
Yes, I think they were here. It seemed like I had some history, but like you say, in our lifetime, you know, to remember that they were here. So that says to me that you have never attended a live Billy Graham Foundation event.
No, I haven't. And I'm so excited for the opportunity. I've watched a couple of them, and where they basically recorded it. It's not the same thing.
Yes, for sure. It's kind of like going to a football game, I think. Live is always...
Oh, yes. Yeah, and I think the excitement will be that level of a team that wins.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're working on. So, Jerry, we need to tell people a little more about you.
I'm a United Methodist pastor. I spent most of my life working in healthcare. That's what got me to Iowa. And I serve three churches in this area. I serve the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church, Marnie United Methodist Church in Buck Creek. Amazing, amazing country church, Buck Creek.
That certainly has to keep you on the road.
I drive a little.
Yes, yes. And get to all three services on a Sunday morning.
We do all three of them, and the people are wonderful in making that happen.
Mm-hmm. And I should mention, you're still doing a Zoom connection also.
Yes, we are. I think that's going to be always available. We had two people very sick in the hospital some time ago, and they worshiped with us. Mm-hmm. I think we'll always do it.
Great opportunity.
And my grandson from Texas.
Oh, isn't that fun? Yes. I've noticed when I've been on some of those, that people are joining from various states, friends and family. So it's a great opportunity.
Yes.
Great
opportunity. God is wonderful.
You bet. Well, you, as we visited before we started visiting, are very excited about this. So tell us what's happening.
It's amazing. The Billy Graham Organization came to Iowa and has been working to prepare for Will Graham to come. Will is the grandson of Billy Graham, and he'll be in Iowa Friday and Saturday and Sunday of this coming week. And he shares this amazing message of love and hope. You know, there's hope for a better life for every one of us.
And so people can go to the Wells Fargo Arena to hear him. But there's some other options. And before we do that, we need to say the dates.
October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. October 1st, Friday night, is for adults and families. The 2nd, also at 7 o'clock, is for the same group of people. And then Sunday night, different time at 6 o'clock. Is for students, for kids, sixth grade and through college, and their parents.
Yeah, it's still a family event.
Yes.
It's good for entire families, too.
And friends. This is bring a friend.
there you go. So if you're going to the Wells Fargo Arena, that means you maybe need to leave Atlantic and area, wherever you're hearing us, just a little earlier than 7 o'clock.
It's at least an hour and 15-minute drive, maybe plan on an hour and a half. So it's an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes before. There'll be about a half hour of music, so being a little bit late is not horrendous, before Will Graham speaks. And the music is wonderful.
And when you get there, well, you maybe want to get there a little early, too.
To get a seat on the floor versus being in the back row in the balcony, yeah, you'd want to be there a half hour earlier.
And what's the fee?
It's free. It's incredible. This is free. And the Christian groups, music groups, are some of the most famous. And they've come and given their time.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, if I say, but I'm not going to drive to Des Moines. That's just not one of the things I do. What are my options?
Well, it's and it's the crowds and it's uncertainty of where to go. I mean, we have two options for you. All three nights, our church in Lewis, which is on 401 First Street, we're going to live stream. So when the event starts, it starts in our churches, and we'll stream it the entire time that they're broadcasting, all three nights. And we're partnering with, and I'm so pleased with the Grace Point Church here in Atlantic. They're on 1 East 22nd Street, and they're going to live stream Saturday and Sunday night.
Just in case people are not familiar with that name, Grace Point Church, they will know it as formerly
the Evangelical Free Church.
Yeah. And, E-Free, we talked about the E-Free Church. Well, that's where it's at, now called Grace Point Church. So you talked about the music and the power of Will Graham to speak. But why are you so excited about it?
Because life is a mess. I haven't met a single, I say all the time, I've not met a single person who would tell me the world is wonderful and heading in the right direction. It's a mess. And when I read what Will Graham wrote recently, the world is a broken place. And there are so many people, and in this county, so many people are hopeless. And it's sad, it's heartbreaking. So he and I desperately want people to know there is hope. There's hope that can be found through Christ and through people that love them.
And you've been working a bit on getting other people excited. This is not just something that we're announcing now. You've been working on getting the message out there that this is happening.
We've been working and preparing here in Atlantic for almost 6 months. There are 15 of us who went through some special training, ways of helping us make sure the event is all that it can be for the people that are going to come. We have been calling people, inviting people, encouraging people, not only to come, but to bring a friend.
Okay. And again, and we'll mention this hopefully again, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Des Moines, but also in Lewis and Atlantic. So you want to be sure to put those on your calendar. Now, you were telling me earlier about people receiving a red book.
There are a whole series of gifts that come from this. First, the message and the music. But then for those people that are moved and feel the call to come forward, and will invite people to toward the end of his message to come up and receive Christ, renew your faith, find an assurance of your salvation. And those who come forward basically meet with a counselor, and they receive a little red book, and it gives us a commitment to Christ and a little bit more. But also within it, it's a beginning Bible study book, focusing on key points that'll help someone begin to understand Jesus and his love.
You have participated in a class sponsored by the Billy Graham Foundation?
Yes. Actually two of them. The Christian Life and Witness course, which they did here in Atlantic. They came to Atlantic and did it for all who would come. But also they have a School of Evangelism class that talks about how do you witness, how do you tell somebody the difference Jesus is making in your life?
And at the beginning of our conversation before we recorded, you said you really didn't know much about the Billy Graham Foundation and Will Graham. And now you've changed your mind.
It's amazing what happens when you have a personal relationship with people. And they created that. The gentleman who...
B.J. Rogers?
Yeah, B.J. Rogers, the gentleman who leads this, has become a personal friend, and I ask him questions. And I knew of Billy Graham, and it's like, yeah, maybe I should go. But now I'm excited about what they're doing. And it's not only his message, but it's how do you become a disciple, and how do you help others find Christ?
So when and where do people participate in this?
You can always go to Des Moines, and it will be a wonderful event. But for those of us who don't want to go that far, you can come to my Lewis Church, U.S. United Congregational Methodist Church, 401 First Street, on all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 6. And on Saturday and Sunday night, to our partner, Grace Point of Atlantic Church, and they're on 1 East 22nd Street.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Jerry, for your enthusiasm and your encouragement for people to participate.
I am so thankful and so impressed with KJN and you, my friend, Lalonde.
Thank you. So until next time, here's a thought. Unity is strength. When there is teamwork and collaboration, wonderful things can be achieved.